This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
So now let's take a deeper look into Apple's earnings and global markets. We have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Lender Wealth Management, on the line. Good morning, Dodge. So Apple reported their holiday quarter earnings a little while ago, and iPhone sales fell, but revenue from other businesses such as wearable devices grew from a year earlier. And the company also said that their fiscal second quarter revenue will be between $55 billion and $59 billion. What caught your attention here, especially in light of their revenue forecast downgrade earlier this month?
Well, good morning, Joyce. The market's reaction is very positive. It's up 7 points. It's currently trading at $163.50, which is up from $158, which was a close. The iPad came in at $6.73 billion, which was more than the $5.9 billion estimated. The wearables, home, and accessories group, that category was previously called other products, grew at 33% from a year ago period, making it the fastest growing revenue segment during the quarter. The market is reacting to the confidence that during the conference call after the report, there was a continuation of the move to Apple to the upside. So from the immediate reaction, the market's reacting to management's confidence in the future and their ability to adapt to the transition away from hardware to services or to other products. So we have to see if they're going to be able to move forward. But clearly, the market is more confident in Apple's ability to make the transition, which it needs to make for sure, and to adapt to the way technology is moving away from their historical strengths in products.
And Dodge, turning our attention to the UK and all things Brexit, UK lawmakers have demanded Theresa May renegotiate her hard-fought Brexit deal. There's an uproar in the ranks of the MP who proposed their own solutions to the Brexit deadlock, and this also comes after they rejected Theresa May's draft EU agreement earlier this month. How do you think the latest Brexit development will impact the market?
Continued uncertainty will give a more confidence in the strength of the U.S. dollar relative to the European and to the pound. And we expect the uncertainty to continue, and it may even continue into the summertime. The PM was defeated as the MPs told her to reject the no-deal Brexit. Yes, I agree. The Yvette Cooper plan to extend Article 50 has been defeated. A slight positive is Corbyn has now agreed to talk to me about the next steps. But you also have the Irish withdrawal agreement not open for renegotiation. It's a real mess of uncertainty because both sides have a different perspective of what is needed and what can be given. So, and at the same time, you're seeing economic weakness being overwhelmed by the populist politics that's going on in Europe. So it's going to be very hard to come to an agreement quickly or within the time period that's required. So we're staying on the sideline in terms of making any kind of commitment to either European currency or European stocks versus the London-backed currency and the London-backed economic strength that we've seen in the past, and perhaps an agreement with the United States to deal with both sides independently. So we're going to have to wait and see. Ultimately, the fundamentals of companies are going to come back to root. But for now, there's really no clear route, and the politics on both sides is so far apart that it's going to take more time for us to come to some kind of an agreement.
Well, Dodge, stocks in Asia were mostly lower on Tuesday due to fresh concerns over a slowing Chinese economy and renewed trade tensions weighing on investor sentiment. Do you foresee this down cycle extending?
Well, I'm trying to look for particular strengths in the Chinese economy going forward. So I've been looking at the bank loans, which have been growing. The rail cargo data has been quite positive. Electricity use has gone up. So there's certain micro strengths that can be seen. But overall, I do see a weakness in the Chinese economy, and I do see a potential continuation of that. At the same time, we're looking for some kind of negotiation effort on both the Chinese and the United States to come to some kind of agreement other than just pure economics givebacks between the two. So we're going to have to see. Right now, the tensions are going to continue. Right now, one thing that I am watching is it appears, and you know, I'm pretty far away from the ground level there, but it appears that the Chinese are beginning to understand better the U.S. side of this whole struggle, and to question whether or not the Chinese government is really doing what's best for China. So this is the first time I've had that feeling, or I'm hearing it as we send our people over. So we think that ultimately there's going to have to be some give in on both sides. Right now, we see more of an opportunity for the U.S. to give in because that's what the U.S. has done constantly. We're really looking for some kind of give back from the China side, particularly in terms of technology in the future. We don't see that yet. So, yes, I do see a continuation of economic weakness in Asia, and I'm hopeful that we'll get to a turnaround, but for now we see it extending.
Dodge, talking about China, the Huawei saga continues to unfold. This is after Huawei CFO was arrested, and she's also the daughter of Huawei's founder. Do you think this is a blow to the U.S.-China trade deal, and have the markets priced this in?
The markets so far have priced it in because the belief is that there's going to be some kind of compromise between the two, and that Huawei is going to come out of this, and she will be returned at some point. Yes, it is politically very sensitive. But the feeling in the markets are not really focusing on that. They're focusing more on what progress there is in trade negotiations, and that is more politically oriented right now and can be dealt with in terms of economics as opposed to the other parts of the U.S.-China confrontation. So we'll have to wait and see. But yes, the markets so far have really, at least our markets, we are seeing it's really been acknowledged that this is going on. So the markets are reacting. And actually, we're beginning to see more of a future look in our markets and more of a future look towards the fundamentals of companies.
Thank you for your insights, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Lender Wealth Management. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.